Hey everyone, welcome to September 24th. We're talking about the hymn Rock of Ages today. And I just want to share with you a couple things about this song. This guy that wrote it, his name was Augustus Montague Toplady. And boy, he had an interesting life. His father died in war. His mom spoiled him. His friends thought he was neurotic. And his relatives didn't like him. Sounds like an interesting person, doesn't it? But this guy was interested in the Lord. And he wrote at 11 years old these words: I am now arrived at the age of 11. I praise God, I can remember no dreadful crime. To the Lord be the glory. So this young man was praising God at the age of 11 because he remembered no dreadful crime that he had committed. And then by the age of 12, he was preaching sermons to whoever would listen. And then at 14, he began writing hymns. And at 16, he made a true conversion to Christ while attending a church service that happened to be in a barn. And then at 22 years old, he was ordained as an Anglican priest. He was very much a Calvinist, a staunch Calvinist, and he had this little dispute going on with John Wesley. You may have heard of John Wesley, who was an Arminian, who believed in Arminian theology, and he bitterly attacked John Wesley, who was the great Methodist leader, and had some pretty harsh words for him. But this Augustus Toplady died at a pretty young age, at age 38, but he had written this poem that has been called the best known, best loved, and most widely useful hymn in the English language. That's quite a compliment. But ironically, it's very similar to something that his great enemy, Wesley, had written 30 years before this in a hymn book of his own called O Rock of Salvation. So maybe they weren't quite as incompatible as Mr. Toplady thought that they were. So as you listen to this song, maybe something will stick out to you, but I want to share with you something that stuck out to me. It starts by saying, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. And that's really easy to look at and say, I have no idea what that means. Talking about God, the Rock of Ages, a cleft for me. What does that even mean? Well, if you think about a cleft is a place in a rock that is split apart. So Jesus was split apart for me. And then it says, let me hide myself in thee. And then later on, the very last verse of this song, it repeats it, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Thinking about Psalm 91, that he would cover us with the feathers of his wings. That's what comes to my mind as I think about hiding within God. So that God is my shelter and my refuge and my ever-present help in trouble. So as you listen to the lyrics of this song, really try to focus on, these are some tough lyrics, but try to focus on these lyrics. They're beautiful theological lyrics. Would you pray with me? Father, you are the Rock of Ages. I know that was an enduring word that was given to you. The Rock of Ages, symbolizing your strength, of the firmest strength, the most powerful of all ages, the Rock of all ages, Lord. I want to thank you for your power today. Not only want to thank you for your power, but I want to thank you for your humility, Lord, that your Son Jesus was split apart for us. Wow, Lord, that brings to my mind some pretty graphic things, but I want to thank you so much for what you bore on that cross and even before the cross for me. Isaiah says that you were beaten beyond human recognition, or that you would be, and in fact you were, Lord, prior to ever being put on that cross, and I just want to thank you for that. You, Father, showed your strength through your humility. You showed your strength through the humble act of dying on a cross, and then you had the strength through that of forgiving my sins, and for that I want to give you thanks, Lord. You are my rock of ages. You are my rock. You are the strength in my life. Today, may I lean into you. Today, may I hide myself in you, Lord. May you cover me with your protection. May you cover me with your love. May you cover me with the encouragement and the peace that only you can give, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy side which flow be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labors of my can't fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? No, for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to thy fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die. Wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this fleeting breath, when mine eyes shall close in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on thy judgment throne. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.